I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. An economist is confident the local and national economy will eventually make a comeback. But in the short term, Dr. Ken Criz is not sure how we'll manage the sharp decline and all the problems that come with it. Last week, Criz discussed the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic with members of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce.
I remember vividly in 2008, 2009, people were talking about the end of the U.S. economy and how the U.S. economy was never coming back. I remember giving a paper on pension funds investment policies at a conference in 2009, and one of the participants just said, the stock market is done, it's never coming back, everything like that. Well, it only had the longest string of growth it ever has. So I don't think you want to bet against the U.S. economy in the long run, but it's all this pain in the short run. We've taken 10 years of economic growth off the chart within 2 months. And that just, it's going to be a huge adjustment for everybody to get used to.
Dr. Ken Criz first gave an overview of the swift and dramatic decline in economic activity. He says at least 15-20% of the U.S. workforce is unemployed, compared to 13% in the Quad Cities area. In April, retail sales dropped 16% and industrial production was down 11%. U.S. manufacturers operated at 61% capacity, the lowest reading ever.
One of the economists I follow very closely, a guy by the name of Austin Goolsbee from the University of Chicago, and he said, virus economics is different from any other type of economics because all of the assumptions that we kind of have held in place over the years about the way the economy works are somewhat getting, thrown out the window now. We just never have seen a situation where you can have large chunks of demand kind of systematically removed from the market and at the same time have supply chain problems.
Criz also says economic conditions would be much worse if the Federal Reserve and central banks around the world had failed to intervene quickly. And in general, he's satisfied with relief packages passed by Congress, such as the CARES Act.
You're talking about, between the Federal Reserve and the federal government, you're talking about close to $6 trillion out there now, which national GDP is right around a little over $30 trillion. So you're talking about a 20% of GDP response right now. If that starts to get to 30% or 40%, now you're starting to talk about the government participating in a much larger share of the economy. And so there should be at that point some question about what's this really looking like? How much can we make a transition back to any type of normality at that point? And, this is the stuff that keeps me up at night.
No one knows exactly how the economy will recover or whether it'll take months or years for it to return to pre-pandemic levels.
There's also career disruption issues. For a lot of millennials, this is the second time in 10 years that they've had their career potentially disrupted. Those are huge adjustment issues. But in the long run, it's really going to be okay. In the long run, we're going to come back. And if it's not okay, you can hunt me down in my cabin and shoot me. But it's going to be okay in the long run. It's just all this pain. How do we collectively face this pain and make the types of changes we need to make in order to be able to withstand the pain for the next couple of years?
I'm Michelle O'Neill.